they're still, I think they were still working, because John or John are working, Boeing is looking at selfish looking for the rest. So they look at selfish, and they are not going to get any more government contracts. My code is.
Can we still cut that one we were going to give them?
Well, I remember we had that, well, the intakes and the number, I don't know, I'm feeling for, I mean, frankly, I think Pacific Northwest is just going hell.
Well, they're clearly not interested in the national interest, that's that point, national interest being interested in them.
That's right, they're going to have to get something else, as far as I'm concerned, Boeing's handled. It has happened.
Sure handled this deadly, every sample.
God damn it, boy, when it worked, we worked our butts off or something. We say we shut up or said something or called to us in advance. But I think, you know, I think they were probably glad to get on the whole deal and take their cheap little termination costs. And it was a risky business in any event, now they're going, well, they did, as far as I'm concerned. I don't want to see the bad things around here. I don't want to see that little governor there is coming in here whining around about what he's doing to Adams.
Dan Evans.
Dan Evans. Yeah, Christ, he, Ray, he said, he didn't do any good either afterwards. Anyway, I said, what else? You got any better news than that today? Anybody you're getting or sticking or scrounging?
We got a
name. Henry said, of course, it's the only hard man in the Senate.
Said, coming from Henry, that's a count.
Oh, no, he wasn't. Or he's a Solomon's hard, who doesn't call him to me. He was from Rosewood, so he went to see him. No, it's in Oscar, and I see his passengers. Thank God, about 4:30 on the back.
We're doing as we discussed in the phone yesterday, Mr. President, a few mailings that may have helpful effect with some of the more conservative Democrats.
Teddy Kennedy.
Teddy, and also on Muskie, we've got a couple more columns coming from the mail very heavily. She is involved.
I'll be sure you get the Teddy Kennedy ones on.
Yes, sir.
Make it front. Bashed around the rest of them. People forget, Chuck. They even forget a woman under 6 feet of water in the $9 labor day. So just keep it rolling.
I don't think they'll forget that. We will keep it going.
It's amazing. Slips into the back there somewhere. It's a terrible tragedy. This poor boy wasn't too bad that he had to go through all that. He learned a lot from it.
I'm surprised he gained as fast as he has. The gal told on Democrats. I think it's.
I think it's the weakness of the others.
It's the weakness of the others.
Also, the other thing is, I think of Kennedy, and maybe is granted all of the left. You see, he probably made a command decision to go for the left. And Humphrey and Muskie are trying to be responsible and stay in the center, looking at the problem they have of not only winning the nomination, but winning the election. Mm-hmm. That's why Muskie's trying to grab the left, too, which is why Muskie's starting to lose. Well, but he's losing by it, because he's losing some of his center stuff and not getting any left.
He's trying to do both.
He's not believable. He's not believable yet on the left. I mean, look, the kids are not going to believe they get Muskie. And the kids aren't going to believe you or Humphrey. They'll believe Teddy Kennedy. So Kennedy is the obvious candidate of the radicals. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
We're blocking.
Let's, when we say kid, let's remember we got to go after our kids. There are plenty of good ones. Right?
Yes, sir. Get out of the
Broder, that's quite an interesting point in this college today, that the whole mathematics of the elections may be changed because of the greater ease of registration for federal elections, and the fact that there are 72 million potential voters who now are qualified, can qualify to vote if they can get them registered. It's a hell of a lot easier to get them registered. And they are primarily young, black, and poor.
So I don't agree with
that. No.
And that,
you mean because they move?
moving partly the simplified registration process.
I think Broder is doing the wishful thinking.
I think he is.
Let us remember, for Christ's sakes, that one thing we have to think about, Bob, you've got to get our political people, whatever they are, the national, simply got to get around and see that all the people who are conscious, military beings, and a hell of a lot of other people do vote this time. There are 2 or 3 million people like that. We get about 80% of them.
Sure. That's the category. I think those big projects.
And also go
about those.
The mobile group that she's talking about is generally the higher income professional.
People that move around.
Yeah. But there are those that move around too, like the transient workers and so on and so on. But look, the whole left wing establishment, liberal establishment, is going to try to. This is going to be their big stand. They've got to get the black and young and poor. They are not a majority of this country. They're not. We know damn well. We know the polls, and we know it from whenever we move along on some issues. We will. When you stop to think, we'll do it. You take the one issue now. Take for example on our side of McCloskey. Now what the hell is he going to talk about when there's no war?
He's trying to talk about more now.
What's he going to talk about?
Because his whole pitch is that the only reason he's in is because of the war.
That's right.
Now he's trying to bet on himself as something other than
racism.
War.
Racism.
That's his latest.
Am I racist?
Is that what he means? Racism and the lack of credibility of the president lies to the people.
That right. Well, he's trying to broaden his kit.
What's racism? What's that about?
Well, we haven't done enough to
relax
racial barriers.
All the country clubs.
What's that?
That you've got the blacks in all the country clubs yet.
And just the whole pitch.
I'm telling you, he must have some very, very left-wing advisors here, Bob.
He has some of McCarthy's old crowd.
Racing and
what's the other one?
That, of course, that isn't particularly repeated for the Republican constituents.
He's never.
That's his problem, is that everything he's doing is inclined to win in the left, but it ain't going to win him any Republican votes.
He isn't in the right primary. His support is all coming from the other side. He and Regal have made surprisingly few inroads, I think, in the Republican Party. I thought by now you would have picked up a few more disenchanted politicians.
Good enough.
That's it.
He's got to go. That's it. What happens to an asshole like Matthias? Did you get him elected before you came here?
I can't buy any credit or blame.
I worked for the son of a bitch, and I will never forgive myself for it. 1966, right?
So he could have moved it,
raised some money.
I know.
He was going to win. I mean, we didn't have anybody else to beat the other guy.
No, his voting record is a contestant.
It was
on.
It was a mix, yeah. It was a middle road.
But a fellow like that will not get off the bandwagon. He will
at the right time. If you move on the war, that helps a hell of a lot. And if you have any kind of initiatives in other foreign policy areas, which are at least which we would hope we would have, we might, who knows. What the hell then? What do they do in that issue? Except just to say we're total isolationists. So that's a position they can take.
That's the position they're working themselves into.
Yep.
Right.
That is not.
It's a long gamble.
Still,
long gamble.
The economic side of the jobs thing overrides if we do it with the economy properly. It overrides. Listen, people talk about the race issue. People aren't for doing more for the race people on the race issue. They are not for it today. Welfare. It's constant. I have to beat this goddamn staff down on this. They want me to put in something on family assistance again.
Will there
come out on family assistance? Isn't it great that we were able to get family assistance by paying 5% more in Social Security? Jesus Christ, isn't great at all. It's good to get welfare reform, but not family assistance. God, if there's anything that people are fed up with, it's a goddamn welfare.
Right?
Huh? That's
very true. absolutely could not win that election.
Davis,
Davis. Couldn't be reelected. I studied.
What happened?
He had an unfavorable rating of 47%. No one.
Yeah, but how did he win?
One, because he kicked 12 people off the welfare rolls, like we said, the voters.
12?
12 people. And within 1 week, his poll just completely reversed it, and he won by 25%.
That's a hell of a lot.
It's a big
difference. 250,000.
That happened the week he went up there, and he made that great remark about their hangar up there, which just caught that crowd. But that's a very, very hot issue. People have set up with paying taxes to support other people who don't work.
Well, what else? What other schemes you got? Any other things you're doing?
No.
Boy, you know, we certainly have. I've never seen such a bunch of. We need little liberty people as there are in the United States Senate today. Henry Harlow and much.
So leadership in that place, John.
Mm-hmm. That is for sure.
It is unbelievable.
God, we sent through there this morning, and I can hardly believe what you're talking about. Very simple thing.
Well, you know, some people are.
Do you want to deal with the Russians or not? You're not going to get a deal if you throw it away. You're not going to get a deal if you do this. You know, God, and after that statement by Brezhnev, any compromise on that should have been dealt with too. And these bastards said, well, we were not for man's guilt, but for finance. Same thing.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of degree.
Sure.
It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Well, my view is this. I do not feel that we ought to get all concerned about our present political situation. You want to remember first, we think our Democratic friends are in grave trouble because they know where the hell to go. Second, I think we held up rather well considering what we've been on. What's your evaluation?
I feel like very strongly. So we have
Johnson by this time is top level 40%. We still hang around 30, which is bad.
Lou Harris, or whatever.
We were, even with Harris, we were 4-7. Surprise.
That's right. I held it up 6 points. Tells me that
I was a one.
Tells me that things are, he's got his feet on the field again now. That's a very good place.
Well, I have a feeling myself, that the one thing we may have dropped and gone, things may be that I have been overly sensitive on this issue, is not getting across the fact that I was strong in support of the beliefs of Scott and Ryan here. But, I read through the Price's collection of mail, and two of the letters that he sent in, one of them was includes the next, you know. One of them is the day of this week of race in hell because why was I sent to the liberty we need to show you?
I think it's hard to realize it. I think Mr. President, people should be credit for that, but I'm not sure that it reflects itself in the polls. It's kind of a negative issue. You can get hurt on it if it goes bad. But if you do well, it's expected of you. It doesn't translate itself into a positive.
Unless you were out demagoguing. As Reagan did, for instance, when Reagan flew the helicopters over Berkeley and dropped tear gas. If you do something like that, where it was clearly it was his order and everybody else complained about it, he gained about 20 points in the polls as a result. Just
call said.
You get a call?
Yeah. All said for do you really for
not very.
All said for the
The deal still goes.
The deal is on the original text.
Yeah.
But
tomorrow we were gonna have today, then?
Yeah, well, let's take a look at our schedule, see if it's better, but we can,
you guys look at the...
Yeah, but I've got two minutes. What time do you want us to set that tomorrow? Is tomorrow Wednesday?
And you're, I have three tomorrow, thank God. I can see you all sitting down, gotta get it up, so you wanna move it up a little bit, get it right across.
That's all right. Sorry, go ahead, that's all right, we're sure we're fine.
We should have submitted it today, we should have, because he's already said it was today.
Yeah, but when you, if you suggest that maybe I do Roger's appearance.
Okay.
And, have it over 8 o'clock, no, 8:30.
And then I'll have Smith. The only thing I would prefer is if Roger's didn't get to Smith before I do.
Okay, you have Smith at 9.
Well, if you prefer,
I have Roger's 9, I have Smith.
But the advantage is that Smith, when Roger's goes back to the state, he's gonna ask for...
I understand. So, but when would you like to have Smith and I'll have Roger's to see?
I'll do it then. You should have Roger whenever it's best for you.
Yeah.
Whenever your instinct tells you it's easier. And I'll have Smith build it up then.
Let's do it. Okay, I'll have breakfast.
And I'll have...
I don't think the breakfast is gonna make it any easier for you. No.
Then I'll have Smith...
It's really what's easier for you, which kind of setting is...
And I'll have Smith for breakfast.
I think it saves my time. Yeah, I'm over here and see him at 9 o'clock, and then I do the Red Cross 11:30 district, 11:15, 10. Yeah, that gives me time to do a little preparation. So I have to add a little bit of damage. You're set at 11:15.
No, I'll have Smith for breakfast today, too, so that I'll be through with
that. Yeah, you get Smith out of the way,
yeah.
And then I see Smith at 3.
Yes.
No, if you want to do that.
I was just wondering if you wanted to move that up. Could it be,
would you try to move it up?
I can give him an earlier day.
Do him an intervention.
I can do it right after, in fact, right across at 12 o'clock.
I think,
now you told me 3.
I told him it's probably best if they collect their wits a little bit.
Yeah, good.
And if Smith doesn't go through the same, you know, it's going to be a
traumatic experience for him.
It is that.
I don't... Got that. Well, that is, he's going to take it. Now, where did we meet this?
You are getting him more than he was willing to. And everything he ever asked for you, so he's going to do it. The only reason he could object to it is that.
Now, you see, Smith at 3, then when do we notify the leaders of the leaders team?
Oh, after the vote. We want to go after the vote.
Yeah.
Do you agree, Henry?
I think so. Now we have one problem before we sit. Scally feels very strongly that we shouldn't do it at 8:30.
The leaders?
Yeah.
Why do we do it?
Because he's afraid of the league.
All right. We'll get to that. 9.
But if I could make this suggestion, Mr. President, let me talk to Dupree tomorrow and tell him we'd like to have to see this in before the announcement is made. And we'd like to have him at 9, but we can't guarantee against the league. If he thinks it's a big problem, then Bill's
I'm afraid to put that in.
Well,
I think he owns. I tell you, I think I wouldn't worry that much about it. Maybe we just better run the leaders in at 10. 1 o'clock.
I'm just worried, Mr. President, at 11, they may want to step out.
Step out?
Who?
Oh, the leaders, I will never allow
them. So, that's...
I'm just going to walk. No, don't worry about that. I'm just going to walk right... I'm going to walk right out of the room.
But you aren't going to be there for that long anyway.
No.
You won't be with us.
You're going to have Roger say to...
At the leaders meeting?
And Laird, sure.
I say anyone would step out with you. I remember, you may have to shoot them between the eyes to keep them from setting out.
That's probably what Rogers may raise.
I feel like
it's not a statement. You don't think they should be with no sheriff announcement, do you?
No, no. They were with you in the last speech, on the November 3rd speech.
Or Camp Odeon. Or ADN.
You take the heat. You nurse this thing to this point and you ought to get this show.
You ought to go on with it. It's a very simple statement. We don't announce say we don't stick on it.
That's right.
It wouldn't look right.
No,
I don't want to play that thing.
I think we can have the leaders at 10.
Well, you see, that interferes, unfortunately, with committee meetings.
Well, can that end up, too?
Well, 8:30 doesn't.
No, 8:30 does. But can we defer that? You won't invite them anyway until I've seen the three.
Well, we'll wait. You want to wait until after the...